It's been 9 months since the pandemic forced many schools to halt in-person classes, and most are still struggling to decide what's the best way forward. So what are the long-term consequences? What could this disrupted education do to a child years from now? Avi Wolfman-Arendt of member station WHYY in Philadelphia examines that question through the lens of one vital academic skill, reading.
This is mainly where they are. So our printer's right here.
Yolanda Biggers is not taking virtual school lightly. When her kids' school in North Philadelphia went online, she turned her dining room into a mini classroom.
So right now we have pencil jars. Everybody make sure they have headphones, dry erase markers.
Biggers is kind of a supermom. Her husband works long hours managing a dollar store, so she recently quit her job as a part-time nurse to focus exclusively on their three daughters. The youngest is 7-year-old Zaya. She's in second grade.
It's kind of stressful because I love, like, getting up and stuff. I don't feel like just sitting in a chair and listen.
Zaya loves math class, but when it comes to reading, she's lukewarm.
It's a little bit hard because, like, I struggle a lot. And I come to my mom and say, Mom, with this word, with that word.
Biggers has no problem reading the words back to Zaya.
But if I'm trying to show her how to sound a word out, that's a lot that if you don't know how to explain to your child, and it's an important part of reading, that they may miss.
In the U.S., there are about 15 million public and charter school kids in grades K through 3. Those are the years when we expect students to learn and master the basics of reading. Zaya is one of those 15 million. Her mom says she's right on grade level, but she wonders whether Zaya can keep up while trying to learn from home.
The skills that the teachers have as far as phonics and being able to break words down and showing your kids how to put words together and sound them out, that's key because that's a learned skill and that's something that you have to learn to teach.
And experts agree. Fumiko Haft, a University of Connecticut researcher who studies early literacy, says most students need
systematic instruction that's based on the science of reading.
Reading is the academic version of a skeleton key. If you learn to read well, it opens the door to other subjects like history, science, even math. If you don't read well, everything else becomes tougher. And any disruption, any little setback now, can become a big problem later.
COVID is artificially creating this small gap that is going to impact the kids for life.
It's too early to know whether this past spring's school closures significantly harmed reading development. There's just no data. We also don't know how effective reading instruction will be online, but advocates predict some sort of regression. Jenny Bagoni runs the Read by Fourth campaign, a Philadelphia effort to boost early literacy.
You're not going to likely have just suddenly a whole large group of kids who can't read at all, right? You'll just have kids whose reading skill is less good than it should be.
What happens when kids read maybe 10% worse than they otherwise would have? It's the kind of thing West Philadelphia mom Serena Baker thinks about with her son Roman, who just started kindergarten.
This pandemic definitely slowed down the progress that we was making.
Roman is a bright kid, but he's struggling with the basics of letter and sound recognition. Just before the pandemic, Baker got a tutor for Roman through a shelter where they were living at the time. Things were looking up until he started online school this fall through a cyber charter program.
Now we're kind of back to the attitude, he doesn't want to do it. I'm like, we're working on it for hours.
As Roman's enthusiasm drops, so does his mom's self-esteem.
It makes me feel like, what am I doing wrong?
Baker knows Roman will learn to read. That's not her fear. Her fear is that he won't learn quickly enough to embrace school and unlock all of his other gifts.
Now I feel like he's just going to be just enough to get by. I don't want that for my child.
Roman is only 6 years old. He still has his entire academic career in front of him. But at least when it comes to reading, the clock is already ticking. For Here and Now, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt.